prophetess Olivia Kofi Opata stands in the office of a prophet and evangelist with outstanding signs and miracles of healings that are associated with her ministry. One of the common testimonies after listening to her preach or teach is the revelation of the word and the opening of eyes to common spiritual truths that are almost startling. Hear her.
No, his perfect will is for you to be happy. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray right now. For yourself, God's perfect will. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we are changing the judge. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mitorohoshi elebrono brodea.
In the car, suddenly I heard, enter into your prophetic room. I was in the car, suddenly I was out, and I was in the room standing. Hey, finally, prophetic room. I was looking in the room. In fact, I don't even remember what was in the room, but just the fact that there was a room for me was just enough for me. Hallelujah! Within a few minutes, please. Yes. Obi Afedi Sikamra. Yes. I was in a public transport. The reason why I was also in a public transport was because we had a Land Cruiser. And do you know what happened to the Land Cruiser? It got bent on the road to Krobodumasi. Yes, it got bent. We had gone. That day it was amazing. My mother-in-law just said, these children are too tired. You people say you are pastors. I'm getting my grandchild. You go. I'm tired. Why? For making these children suffer either. So he collected the children. It was God who was working. We sat in the car. We went past some oil, did everything, alignment, everything, filled the tank, changed oil, everything. On the way in the night, Dodoa Forest, suddenly, my husband said, Olivia, jump out of the car, moving car, me, I should jump. What am I, acrobatic? I'm not an acrobat. I looked in front, flames, the car was burning. Here, I had to jump out. So he slowed down a bit. Then I jumped out. Vroom! When I jumped, here was a snake in front of me. Yes. Hey, I mean, everything was saying just abort mission, abort this. What? No, abort it. Hey, I say anybody who tried to help us that day, they got into trouble. In fact, can you imagine? Now we had to push the car. Well, how do you push this car? We tried to stop the fire. Even beg somebody, want to put our car in your house? No, hey, we went in the night. You were afraid of us. The person who even said, I will help you. The following day, when we came, he was bent from head to toe. Yes, he was going to kill a cow. Suddenly, the gas exploded and the fire came on him. The taxi driver said, here was I trying to stop people in the middle road of our forest. Who should stop for you? When they see me doing this, boom. So there was only one taxi driver who was kind enough. He slowed down. He turned. Immediately he turned to come to us. We heard, whoa! His tie was burst. Is it not like a film? Somebody said, write a book about these things. So after going through, so that's what I had to be in the trotro. So here was I in the trotro. So yes, I came out of my trance. What do I say to this mate? Is it his fault? He also wants his money. So but I was just happy. I said, yay. These are the things I'm looking for. Me too. Oh, my heart. And I felt an urge to pray. So I was praying. This was about 5 years later. Praying. As I was praying, suddenly I heard, I'm taking you into your prophetic room. I said, it's like I've been before. So maybe I'll open my eyes and see what's there. Ah. Suddenly I was out of the bed. I was in the air. And as I was in the air, I could see the whole land before me. But I was traveling at a certain speed, like that, moving overseas, over oceans, over lands, over trees, over... I said, where is the prophetic room? They said, here is your prophetic room. I said, but the other time it was a room. The Holy Spirit said, that was how much your faith could take. I'm telling you, the things you have seated inside of you, you have no idea. You have no idea. The calling is His calling, and He's put His calling in us. Everything about the calling is already in you and is waiting to manifest. This morning, you are going to pray and you are going to see His will be done concerning His calling in my life. There is something for me. I don't know where you are starting from, because everybody knew that this place, I was always on stage holding the microphone, doing what? Backup singer. I was a backup singer for years. So you might not know what the real thing you are supposed to do. You've been given some little children to look after, or you are the one who write names or counts people. Don't take it as something near. There is a calling inside. something supernatural inside. Is there somebody here who is going to pray this morning? Is there somebody here who is going to pray this morning? Amazing things will happen to you, I tell you. You are going to enter into your prophetic room, enter into your prophetic office, enter into your apostolic office. I tell you, there are apostles here, men and women who are going to be raised in this place to break up the fallow ground, to break up new works, new projects, and do them. Hallelujah. Oh, get up wherever you are. You won't let, don't allow sleep. Oh, sleep. Sleep cannot overtake you. We are almost done. You are praying wherever you are. Those who are watching us, I've seen 450 views, 1,000 views. All those who are watching us on Facebook, you are praying with us also. Apostolic calling, prophetic calling, His calling. No sweat about it. We are going to go on that road. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now I'm talking today especially about the apostolic and the prophetic. Ha. You heard about all those with Jim Carrey and all those people. Went to India and went to die there. Oh, amazing stuff. I tell you, it's all inside of you. We've heard about Jim Carrey, and but you too, yours will be told. I never knew that one day I'll be telling people this story. But here I am standing and telling it. Hallelujah! It is all inside of you. It is calling. Oh, lift up your hands right now. Let it overflow, let it overflow, let it overflow. Let it overflow in you. It's already inside of you. The calling is His calling. If Jesus is in you, His calling is in you. If Jesus is in you, His calling is there. Everything that Jesus is already in you. When He came, He did not even leave heaven out. He brought heaven into you. Today, you are saying His calling, apostolic calling, prophetic calling. Lord Jesus, is your calling, and I've got a part to play in it. I've got a part to play in it. It's going to manifest in me. It's going to manifest in me. It's going to manifest in me. Oh, let it overflow. Let it overflow. Let it overflow. So begin to talk to Him. His calling. His calling. You will know. You will know the hope of His calling. That is His will for you. In this ministry. That you will know. You will know. You will know. You will know. The hope of His calling. That is God's will for you. Hey. Some of you, their calling is here. You feel like best thing is you can feel it inside of you. You can feel it inside of you. Come and stand in front and pray it out. Pray it out. Pray it out. Pray it out. Your hand on your belly. Your hand on your belly. Pray it out. Bless it. Bless it. Bless it. Bless it. Hey, mandolo bala biara ba toro de lele yara ba 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 ba. Hey, oh, 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 oh.
A fire, 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 a f Catula,
An impartation. Heavenly calling. It's a heavenly calling. It's a heavenly calling. You are seated in heavenly places. You must hear heaven. You must hear. Seeing and hearing. Seeing and hearing. Seeing and hearing. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, plant a seed. Establishment. No stray. In the name of Jesus, receive. Holy Ghost! Holy Spirit! Ah! Holy Spirit! Holy Spirit! Holy Spirit! Power of the Holy Spirit! Receive! 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 Holy Spirit! Let your power, your power, let your power overflow in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Precious Mary Divine. Ah, Holy Spirit. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I see books in you. Come. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. It will be done. It will be established. Receive. 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 In the name of Jesus. Receive. Oh, hallelujah. I pray for you. Holy Spirit. Receive. Receive. Receive, Holy Spirit. Receive. Yes! Take it. In the name of Jesus. Oh, let it all. Let it overflow. Let it overflow. Yes, Lord. Come on.
Let it overflow.
Let it overflow.
Let it overflow. the next topic, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, daily bread. Daily bread. I know a lot of people understand this one most. But because it has to do with you, our finances will change today. Oh, are you hearing me? Our finances will change today. In Lagos, some outstanding things happened. I was having what we also call, we call it Night of Hope, just like this one. So I was praying for somebody, and I said, I mentioned his name. I said, I hear transfer. I was like, oh, transfer. He's doing a very, very good job. I was like, oh, transfer. So I prayed for him, and then he's a CEO of then he sent, I was even a message on WhatsApp. Hey, prophetess. I said, what is it? He said something powerful has happened. The transfer you had was transfer of dollars. You know, can you imagine somebody, a CEO of a very big company, his finance people transferred money to him. He sent word to them that, please, you've made a mistake. This kind of money, I've not seen some before. You can imagine that kind of transfer. I see some transfer happening for somebody. Hallelujah! Look, these things are powerful miracles. I remember we were sitting right here when Prophet Kakra came and said, we are going to do spiritual sikedro, divine sikedro, and it was like a joke. Somebody owed me, we are giving up. When, as soon as I came and I dropped the offering in the bowl, I was at home. After 10 p.m., when I heard a knock, the person who had bought computers from us and he could not pay brought us the full money. You would think something was possessing him. Something was pushing him. Hallelujah! And you see, when it happens, you yourself, you know, oh, this was what? That which took place in the church. You will remember. Something like that is happening for you. Oh, do you believe it? Do you believe it? Now, with this, we are going to stretch our faith and we are going to give in this one. Hallelujah! With the daily bread, we are also going to sow. And you trust God that the money transfer will happen for you. You know, we can believe God so much that Western Union will not be suspicious of you, this church. They say, what is this? How come that all the, almost everybody in that place is coming for money transfer? I mean, they've transferred money. You know that it's happening for you in the name of Jesus. Do you receive it? Somebody just got a visa to go to America. Somebody. Because when you did, I receive it. I saw that the person was holding a visa. Do you receive it? Is it yours? Is it going to manifest? Do you have it? Do you have it? Jesus said, pray, give us this day our daily bread. When he died, that was it. The provision of our daily bread was given. It was totally given to us. So what are we going to do? That's why Paul said, for my God shall supply all your needs. It's a supply of all our needs. I say, when Daddy was teaching on this solar system, then I began to understand God. If one planet has over 1,000 suns, can you imagine what that means? Our God is full of supply. There is nobody here who will break the bank of heaven. What you need is a drop in the eyes, in the bucket. Drop is a drop. Do you receive it? Do you have it? Is it going to manifest? In the mighty name of Jesus. Now listen, you want dollars, lift your hands. Pounds, euros, we're taking the transfers. We are taking the transfers. They are ours. Remember, in the spirit realms, words are what? Words are what? Solid. You are taking thousands of dollars. You are taking thousands of euros. 10,000s of euros. Ah, Reverend Corby, the Holy Spirit said that your projects, millions of dollars are coming out of it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. And the Lord says, I'm going to make it easy for you. I'm going to take a burden off you that will surprise you. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you. Because you make all things beautiful in your time. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I'm using Reverend Corby as a point of contact for everybody that is here. That in the name of Jesus, I see people standing, but I see a lot of money all around you. Receive it right now. Take it right now. It belongs to you. Take it all. In the mighty name of Jesus. It is yours. It is yours. It is yours. It is yours. And now I pray for your health. I pray for your health. Right now, as I'm speaking, I see your veins. I see something is pulling them. Pulling them. Pulling. There is a repair. Receive that total repair. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, thank you. Millions. Millions of dollars. Millions. They are here. Already. In the name of Jesus. Let them manifest. Let them manifest. High favor. Favor that will surprise you. It's called high favor. High favor. I didn't know he will favor me this way. Come on. I didn't know he will favor. Oh, I didn't know he will favor me this way. He will favor me this way. Is not a natural scorpion and is there to do evil. Now, in the name of Jesus, I am speaking to this evil scorpion. Bible says it's giving us authority over serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and that spirit is included. So I speak to you in Jesus' name. Today, you leave that project. You leave Reverend Corby and his family. Leave them alone. From today, you are cursed. You will never be able to operate against them. In the mighty name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, let your wind blow all over him and all over his family and all over his health and all over his church and all over his project. Holy Spirit, thank you. Angels of God, fiery angels, I see them with eyes of fire. Hey! Eyes of fire all over the project. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For daily bread. Your finances. Oh, yes, Lord. Favor is here. Favor is here. Upstairs, favor. at the back, favor. In front, favor. Favor. I hear scholarship, scholarship, scholarship. Scholarship, scholarship, scholarship. Scholarship, scholarship. Receive it, receive it, receive it right now. In the name of Jesus. Open doors, open doors, open doors. Open doors, open doors. In the spirit realm, words are solid. Yes, take it right now. It belongs to you. Oh, take hold of it right now. Take hold of it right now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. Begin to pray, begin to pray. Yes, Lord, the supply is here and I'm taking it. 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 Yes, 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 yes. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Yes, I just heard the Holy Spirit say, there is somebody here. He said, you will never pay school fees again. You will never pay school fees again. And yet you will read your master's and your PhD. In the mighty name of Jesus. I see a lady. I see a lady. I see a lady. I see a lady, I see a lady. It's happening for you, it's happening for you. It is happening for her. It is, it is, it is. Holy Spirit, the Lord has answered your prayer. I tell you, you will never ever pay for this again. That headache has been taken of you. Lord Jesus, open your mouth to pray, open your mouth. Yeah, and you are taking it. The supply is here and you're taking it.
Yes.
I'm taking my supply in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
That's how you pray. I'm taking my supply.
I take my supply.
I'm taking abundance. I have it. Abundance. I have it. Abundance. I have it. I'm taking my supply. Receive it. Receive it.
Yes.
Receive it. Receive. Receive.
Yes.
Yes. Receive. Receive.
Yes,
receive,
yes,
receive,
yes,
receive,
yes, yes,
receive,
yes,
abundance,
yes,
abundance,
yes,
super abundance,
yes,
super abundance,
yes,
super abundance,
yes,
take it, take it, take
yes,
it, take it, take
yes,
it.
Take it.
You are cut down. Somebody is stopping school because of school fees. You are going back to school.
Amen.
Look, something happened in Lagos that even shocked me myself. There was this girl. I was there when they brought her to me. She was going to a very good school. This girl suddenly stopped school. Then not only that, she began to play war drum, jumping from one man to one. A young girl, 14 years, 15 years, she had become a prostitute. I'm terrible, terrible. When they brought the girl to me, she was, have you ever smelled mad people? Do you know how they smell? She couldn't even have a bath. And anything I said, she had an answer. That was what was even killing me. At a point was, I just leave there. Ah, why? But I felt pressed, pressed. Then I said, ah, I see it. It's not this girl who is talking to me. It's an evil spirit. I said, close your eyes. She wouldn't even close the eye. I said, Satan, shut up. I cast you out. From today, you leave this girl alone. She, anyone, like she was just sitting there. I said, amen. She was not even saying amen. Well, she said, amen. I came back from Mozambique. The guy who brought me said, prophetess, this one, I've not seen some before. He said, the girl has gone back home. She has gone back to school. You see, what encouraged me was that as I was speaking to her, I saw that she had come back to the church to give a testimony. I just looked at her and said, you come back and give a testimony.
Wow.
But even when I was, as I was speaking to her, it was like this. See, and yet, it worked.
It worked.
I don't know about you.
Ah.
Today, something is changing.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Holy Spirit, thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes.
Can you bring that lady to me? Can you bring her from upstairs to me? Just bring her to me. In the name of Jesus, something powerful has happened here. I said something powerful is happening
Amen.
Here.
Amen.
Great doors have been opened to you.
Amen.
I said great doors have been opened to you.
Amen.
I said great doors have been opened to you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Take it right now. Take it right now. Take
I
it.
Receive it.
Take it. Yeah, I'll take it. Right now. Right now.
Yes.
Right now. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Anything that has been holding you, your progress is breaking today.
In Jesus' name.
It is leaving you alone.
In Jesus' name.
The daily bread is coming to you.
In Jesus' name.
Finances is coming to you.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth.
Oh, yes.
Open your mouth and begin to pray.
It's
open
coming
your mouth.
To you.
Open your mouth and begin
Lebo
to pray. Open your mouth. Yes.
That's who you are.
Oh, lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Provide, Lord. Supply, Lord. Supply, Lord. Supply, Lord. My professor. My professor. Supply, Lord. For my business. Supply, Lord. Supply, Lord. Provide, Lord. For my ministry. For my ministry. For my ministry. For my ministry. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Answer, you shall be given. As now. As now. As now. As now. And you shall upon him. Call upon him. Call upon him. Call upon him. I am Salamabo. He rasatabale. He no katabala. Arabole baba. He rasokata. I am Kalalabo. Retapali baya. He yakato. Arabali abole. I am Talia. He am Tolemaba. I Tolemayata. He nanta. He rasatalababa. I Tolemata. He am Kalalabo. Retanalaba. I yellalaba. Retanalabele. He yasopa.
The power, Rapaya, 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 Rapaya,
Lift up your voice and pray. A door is opening up. A door is opening up. God is supplying up. God is doing a miracle up. God is blessing you. The supply is coming up. The supply is coming up. Rapapa, libro katapaya, irapo shabalaba, rekatabelaba, irapo katale, rekatabale. Lift it up. Lift up your voice up. Pray, 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 pray. Lift it up. That blessing is coming up. That miracle is coming up. God is providing us. That provision is coming up. That provision is coming up. The heavens are opening up. The heavens are opening up.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody just became a millionaire. I said somebody just became a millionaire.
Amen.
The Bible says that he who knew no sin became sin, that we will become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
He also says that he became poor so that we will become rich.
Yes.
Do you believe it? Do you receive it?
I receive it.
Do you have it?
I have it.
Is it going to manifest? Yes! Hallelujah!
Yes. Amen!
In the name of Jesus.
Amen!
One, two, three. Somebody in 3 days, a miracle is happening to you.
Amen!
Oh, something fantastic!
Amen!
I just saw somebody receiving a brand new car. Terrible!
I receive it!
I say this one is a tear rubber.
I receive it. I receive it.
Receive it right now.
I receive it.
I just had marriage.
Ish.
The supply of marriage.
It's happening.
Marriage.
It's happening.
Somebody's getting wedded this year.
Yes.
Somebody's getting wedded this year.
Yes.
Somebody's getting wedded this year.
Yes.
And somebody who has a beloved already, right now, what God has done to you is that your wedding has been paid for.
Yes!
Amen! Hallelujah!
Amen!
Do you believe it?
I believe it.
I believe it too. Thank God. Just begin to thank God for what He has done for you. He has done it.
Thank you, Jesus.
He has done it. Lord, we thank you. Miracles have happened.
Lord.
Miracles have happened.
Yes, Jesus.
Miracles have happened.
Yes, Jesus.
Somebody, your wife is going to walk to your door. Walk to your door. Sent to do something. But that is the woman you are going to marry. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, yes.
Impediments have been taken away.
In Jesus' name.
Hindrances have been taken
away. In Jesus' name.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Father, for what you've done. Now we're going to deliver us from evil.
Yes.
Deliver us from evil. Colossians 1:13, what does it say? It says, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. So now, look at it. Is it will deliver you? Is it one day? Maybe someday? You see? So Jesus said, pray, deliver us from evil. But Colossians says, Jesus, his death has already delivered you. You are the delivered. You are the delivered. You are the deliverer.
Amen.
You don't have to go from prayer camp to prayer camp. I want deliverance. It's not necessary.
because you have been delivered.
Amen.
You have been delivered.
Amen.
Jesus has delivered you.
Amen.
This morning, you are taking hold of your deliverance.
In Jesus' name.
From the power of darkness. And God didn't leave us there, but He transported you into the kingdom of His dear Son. So it's like you won a visa lottery and now you go to America and you're an American citizen. If Ghana is having independence, who can come and hold you and say, it's Independence Day? What are you doing? So no. You can even speak slangs. I don't understand what you do. Because right now you're an American. So He has translated you into this kingdom. In this kingdom, this is what God has done. Bible says, when Jesus ascended to heaven, He led captivity captive. The one who was capturing people, He Himself was captured and put into chains. Satan has already been captured. Do you understand?
Yes.
Jesus has already done that. So, one of the things I love doing is this. I say, the victory of Jesus is my victory. And then I say, my victory is not smaller. It's not a subset of Jesus' victory. My victory is not shorter. No. The same victory Jesus won over 2,000 years ago. Yes. When He whipped the devil. When He kicked him. Yes. When He put him in chains. Yes. That same victory is my victory. Hallelujah!
Amen!
That same victory is your victory.
Amen!
That same victory is your victory.
Amen.
He has already delivered you.
Amen.
He has already delivered you.
Amen.
And it must manifest in your life.
Amen.
It means that somebody here, every time you dream, something is chasing you from today. That thing is seething.
In Jesus' name.
I hear Bishop Oyedepo one day, he woke up and he had a bad dream. He said, what kind of dream is this? Then he said, I'm going to sleep again. Let that dream be reversed for me. Went to sleep. And of course, he had a dream and the dream was reversed. You see, that is the way it should be.
That's right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So right now, we are taking hold of our deliverance.
Yes.
And we're saying, anything that is in my life, that is a contradiction of my deliverance. Now listen to me. Today, I know the truth. I have already been delivered. In Jesus' mighty name. So, those evil spirits in my father's house, those evil spirits in my mother's house, those generational curses or whatever you are, now listen to me. Listen to me, oh. Listen to me. You must leave me alone.
Yes.
And you must leave me alone now.
You must leave me alone.
Hallelujah!
Amen!
You see, some people are saying in their head, oh, but you're a prophetess, so you can say this and it will happen to you. No! No! Jesus said, whosoever shall say. Look at that. Not a pastor, not a prophet. Whosoever.
Whosoever.
Are you not part of the whosoever?
Oh, yes.
Somebody stretch your hands like this. One hand like this. And say after me. Say, Satan!
Satan!
Say it again. Satan!
Satan!
Do you know who is talking?
Do you know who is talking?
Say, do you recognize who is talking?
Do you recognize who is talking?
It is the one who is in Christ Jesus.
It is the one who is in Christ Jesus.
It is the in Christ.
It is the in Christ.
And I am the one talking.
And I am the one talking.
And I'm saying to you.
And I'm saying to you.
Right now.
Right now.
Colossians 1:13 must manifest in my life.
Must manifest in my life.
I am already delivered.
I am already delivered.
I am already delivered.
I am already delivered.
Therefore, everything.
Therefore, everything.
That is a contradiction of deliverance.
That is a contradiction of my deliverance.
That is contrary to my deliverance.
That is contrary to my deliverance.
From today.
From today.
You must go.
You must go.
And you must go now.
And you must go now.
You must go.
You must go.
And you must go now.
And you must go.
just began to happen. I saw vultures flying for people.
In Jesus' name.
People are going to experience what they've never experienced before.
I believe it.
Many times you want your experience to lead you, but in Christianity it's not like that. It is saying, believing, saying before you experience it. In the world, seeing is believing. In Christianity, believing first, then you see.
That's right.
So we believe. We have said it. It must manifest.
It must manifest.
I say it must manifest.
Amen.
Your deliverance is complete.
Amen.
It is already done.
Amen.
It is paid for.
Amen.
And today, you must be free. Somebody lift up your hands. Begin to say, I'm free.
I'm free.
I'm free.
I'm free.
I'm free.
I'm free.
Turn it into prayer and begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray.
Clap your hands and begin to declare your freedom. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. Clap your hands and pray. Clap your hands and pray. Declare your freedom. 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 Declare your deliverance. Declare your deliverance. Pray, 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 pray. Anything in you that is not of God must go now. Must go now. Must go now. Must live now. Must live now. Must live now. Must live now. Clap your hands and pray. Command them to go. Command them. Go now. Go now. Go now. Go now. Go now. Go now, go now, go now, go now, go now. Ay 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 ba, le papa le baya, re papa papa, ala popolia, ibalale, re papa le, re pole le ba, asibalale, re pale, re pale, re pale, re pale pale, re 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 pale. Rapunzel, 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 Rapunzel
The power,
Thank you, Lord. Powerful things have happened here. Powerful things have happened here. Who is called Oreku? Oreku. 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 Come here, fast. Fast. Where will come? Come and stand here. Who is called Charles? Charles, who lives in Mamobi? Is there anybody called Charles? Anybody called Charles here? Charles. Where is Charles? Charles. Is there Charles? Is your name Charles? Oreku. Oh, two Orekus. Good. I will know the difference. Charles. Where is Charles? Do you live in Mamobi? Where do you live? Kaswa. You come. Charles. Where is Charles? Oregu. I will do the difference. Charles. Where is Charles? Charles. Are you another Charles? Where do you live? Teshi. Charles of Teshi. Charles. Choco. Nice one. So how many Oregu? Separate yourself. Oregu and Charles. Separate yourself. Oregu and Charles. Now, there is a... Who has a surname? Is it Jokoto? Please forgive me if I'm not pronouncing the name well. Is it Jokoto? Eh? Ah, I hear Jokoto. Is it Juaju? What? Nuncho. Nuncho. You are Charles Nuncho. Oregu Emmanuel Nuncho. Okay. Who has the same name, Chokoto? It's your maiden name. Love, you have to pray for you. Okay. Then I heard another name. Obrempong. Eh? If it's you, you tell me. I heard the name Obrempong. Maybe, and let me see. Obrempong. Sometimes, what happens is that I hear the sound of the name and I have to say it. I might not say it as. So, you, my lady, why are you coming forward? What? Your surname is Jokoto. What's your first name? Susan. Okay. Okay, that sounds. Hold on. What's happening? Okay. If your name is. Has it got. Is there a name that is like Obrem something? Maybe I got the other last name wrong. The last part wrong. So. Is anybody with Obrem or something Obrem? A name that sounds like that. Is there anybody like that? Is there a name like, or somebody who has like a company or something? I heard the name, something, a word, Humania. Has anybody, does it make sense to anybody? I'm sure that more people were supposed to be here, but because of the rain, they didn't come. I don't know. Somebody's miracle is going. Okay. Has anybody got a name like Emerald? I don't know anybody who have a name like that. Hallelujah. Okay, so where is Charles? Where is Oreku? Charles, Oreku. Anybody who drives a big car? Is there anybody who drives a big car here? I'm not talking about you're a driver of a tipper truck or a driver of one of these structural. Yes, my darling. What is it? Oh. Emerald is your name. What? Emerald is your name. Okay, so maybe Emran ahead. Okay. She says she's seen plenty angels surrounding me, so she can't stand. Is that what you are saying? So plenty angels all around me. What's your name? And where is she? You see, that's what. Listen,
Emerald is her daughter. So something like you just run. It's the Holy Spirit who is giving me this name. I don't know anybody. I don't know any child. I don't know Roku. I don't know anything. I just heard the name and I'm just obeying. Do you understand? Ask, do you know why God will give somebody a name? Can I show you what it is? When you go to Acts chapter 8, there's a story there where an angel specifically told Acts chapter 8. Give me Acts chapter 8. Give me Acts chapter 8 and let me show you something quickly. It's Acts chapter 8, verse 26. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is a desert. So he gave him specifically, he said, go to Kaswa. There is this junction there. I want you to go and do something there. He will give you specifics. Go to Acts 9:11, and then you will see another instruction there. And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into a street name, which is called Straight. When you go, inquire in the house of Judas. Can you imagine? A name is given for one called Saul, another name of Tarsus. And behold, he prayed. Do you understand? So, when a name is mentioned, sometimes it's because there is something that we need to pray about your daughter. So when I said Emerald, you could just run and say, my daughter is Emerald. Because I'm also, I don't know. And the thing is, I don't know you. You don't, okay, maybe you see my picture, but I don't know you. I'm just here obeying what the Holy Spirit said to me. Do you understand? And that's what I'm asking. So Emerald is her name. Okay? I'm going to pray for her. I saw somebody who drives and the person ran over so many people. It was a serious accident. And the person was driving not just ordinary four-wheel drive or anything, but one of these big trucks. So maybe you are here and you know somebody who is in this church who drives a tipper truck or something. You must come and say, please, do you drive? No, you drive tipper trucks. Okay. Good. 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 Holy Spirit, thank you for a mighty work that you're doing here. We give you praise. We give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Come forward. Come forward. Come forward. Come forward. Good. You see, that you just respond. Just respond. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Father, for what you have done here. Mighty miracles are happening here. You are the one who gave these names. And in the name of Jesus, where are the tracks? You. Where is the track? These two. Deliverance. Deliverance for your husband. In the name of Jesus. Onyami eyi ne fi esan kese mu. Ebo Jesu Christo dim. Receive. 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 Okay, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. So, he said he had a dream today. Upstairs. What happened?
I had a dream this evening upstairs, and I saw accidents, a number of cars, and slightly crashed. I sent a text message to somebody that somebody came to disturb. I was lying down. So somebody came to disturb me. So I woke up. So I sent the message to somebody that this is what I'm seeing. I want to sleep back and get the details. But I just have to come. But I saw it today.
God, great. Mama, I didn't send Nana Wokano. When will Bibi say an answer then? Receive right now. On behalf of her husband, we're praying. We're stopping and casting any form of accident that's going to claim people's lives. In fact, what the Holy Spirit showed to me, he said, the person is going to make news in Ghana. We receive that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Lift up your hands. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Receive freedom that comes in the name of Jesus. Emerald, lift up your hands. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you. She's a gift. She's a gift. She's a gift. She's a gift. In the name of Jesus, whatever you went through to give that to that girl, Satan cannot steal her from you. In the name of Jesus, right now. Right now, right now, right now, in Jesus' name, I'm praying for her. Her freedom, her freedom, her freedom, her freedom, in the name of Jesus, be free, be free, be free, be free. Oh, Holy Spirit, where are the singers? Have you gone on leave? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lift up your hands. Thank you, Lord. Seeing and hearing. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, receive. Receive, receive, receive. Receive. Receive right now. Receive, receive, receive. Total deliverance. Thank you, Jesus.
Standing by the door with fire. Healing in his hands.
Lift up your hands. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, receive. Bring him. Bring him. Holy Spirit. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you've done. Lift up your hands. Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, thank you.
Standing by the door with fire in his eyes and healing in his way.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Is he in the church? He's in the church.
Open up your heart.
So the Obrimpon is somebody in the church. And he's coming to stand in for the person. Come. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit. Thank you. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. No, let's say, Lord, I come to you.
Lord,
let my heart be changed.
Renewed, flowing from the grave.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, I
I've come to know. I've come to know. Come on.
Lord, I've come to know.
Holy Spirit.
The weaknesses I see.
Holy Spirit, thank you.
In me.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Will be stripped away.
They are delivered.
We give you praise. We honor you, Jesus. The glory belongs to you. It is yours. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, final prayer, and then I'm going to receive an offering. Hallelujah. Listen. The kingdom, the power, the glory, it belongs to Him. Tonight we want to give it to Him. Lord, the kingdom is yours. The power is yours. The glory is yours. Everything we've done here, everything we've said here, was for your kingdom, was for your power, was for your glory. Holy Spirit. Dr. Joyce, can I pray for you? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Now, we are also going to pray for Colegono. I saw something. Don't go and say it all and say, no, no, no. I saw something. What I saw was that he had broken his vows. So we want to catch anything of distraction in the name of Jesus. Amen. The power is this. The glory is this. Father, we thank you. Lift up your hands and begin to thank him. Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we refuse for the sea to cross its bounds. Any storm that is going to cause any havoc in Accra, in Ghana, we cancel it in Jesus' name. We resist any storm that causes the sea to overflow into the city, into the streets. We cancel it in the name of Jesus. We cancel it in the name of Jesus. We cancel it in the name of Jesus. We cancel. Don't be tired. This is the last lap and we are through. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Mo canto lo bishita rabate. Holo brode il abase ondo shita ndela asutoro dea. You will give a rest on every side.
We cancel it in the name of Jesus.
Rest on every side.
We cancel it in the name of Jesus.
Rest
we cancel every satanic activity. Every satanic
activity.
We cancel it in the
rest
name of Jesus.
On every side.
We cancel
Holy Spirit, rest on every side.
In the name of
in
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Because those
in
who
the
fight,
name of Jesus.
Hey, you
cancel,
are fighting them also.
We cancel, we cancel.
Hey, Holy
we
Spirit.
Cancel, we cancel.
Rest on every,
every
side.
Every plan of Satan in the name in the name of Jesus. Rabo Shakatabaya, Razibro Capone Lebo Shabaya, Limantone Lapasuya, Rabashima Zeleboya Delele, Rematoba Lapapa, Rabaka Pali Bobosaya, Libro Seketabole and there. We cancel, we cancel, we cancel every activity of the enemy, every plan of the enemy, every plan of the enemy in Kolegono. We cancel it right now.
We cancel it,
to go for surgery. I'm canceling that surgery over your life.
Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus, I take authority over pain in the back.
Jesus.
Pain in the back.
Jesus.
Pain in the back.
Jesus.
I don't know what it is, but I can see that whether they've done surgery, some scar at your back, and I can see that whether they put metals in your back, but right now God is healing you. Receive your healing. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive your healing wherever you are. I'm taking authority over any evil spirit behind the sickness.
Yes.
I cast that evil spirit.
In the name of Jesus.
I cast that evil spirit.
In Jesus.
Now listen to me. Yes. You must go and you must go now.
In Jesus.
You will not operate yet. Jesus has already defeated you.
Yes.
He has already taken care of our healing.
Yes.
And I'm commanding you to go.
In Jesus' name.
Go.
Go.
Right now.
Now.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And never come back again.
In Jesus' name.
Never come back again.
In Jesus' name.
Never come back again.
In Jesus' name.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I declare right now.
Yes.
That you are the healed.
Yes.
By his stripes you were healed.
By his stripes.
Experience the healing Jesus has given you. Right now. Right now. Right now.
Yes.
Now I saw an agitated evil spirit. Very agitated. And the reason was that the sickness he had given somebody, he was going to use that sickness to kill the person. But by this prayer, that sickness has left.
In Jesus.
You are freed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for the mighty things you've done here.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.